There's a mythopoetic element to Patterson that language poetry would certainly overlook as being not only uninteresting, but sort of probably a drug on the market. That is something that is not the direction that poetry should take. There's also some centering on subjectivity that is sporadic in Patterson, as we've been saying. You have the plethora, you have this metamorphic wandering and entering other shapes of other people. Then you have the I, Patterson, the king self, and so on. You have the Patterson figure. So many, although not all language poets have a different relationship to subjectivity. They claim it less. Whether that's actually accurate or not, they programmatically, if I could put it that way, for my friends, they seem to claim subjectivity, that is the I figure, the centering I, less than, say, Williams does in this. The politics of this poem, the sexual politics, I think would vary, but I think that most of the people who we know as language poets don't have quite the sexual politics, the romanticization of the female figure that Williams has. That said, the net in which you capture what is your society attempt to capture the history would be something that a number of people go to. And then there are bits of Williams, you know, the quote-unquote lyric bits of Williams, because this is really a patchwork. Patterson is a patchwork with many lyric poems of many different types patched together with documents and other types of poetic writing, I guess you could say. That the lyric bits are a little bit like Ray Armantrout. The very social array is a little bit like maybe Barrett Watton, but without the subjectivity. The subjectivity and the sort of humor and the attempt to enter into a dialogue is a lot like Bob Perlman. I mean, you could go through a number of language poets and see what they got from Williams. And I think, you know, the desire to write a big, long poem that has everything in it, that Ron has as well as I do, that's definitely something you can get from Williams and Pound and some other people. But most of us got it originally from Williams and Pound because those were the more experimental or radical poets who were available to us. Four Quartets doesn't work in the same way. It's too closed. It's too tidy. It's also too ideologically narrow.